My friends, spring is in the air, and this upcoming concert season will be all about the way you look and about your boots. And Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience like this. If you cannot make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your next favorite pair of boots today.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Guys, welcome to a very special episode of TFL Talking Trucks. Because on this episode, we introduce and take a deep dive into an all-new vehicle, a vehicle that hasn't been around before. I'm talking about the 2022 Ford Maverick pickup. And on this show, I have one of the guys who knows everything about it, Klaus. And Klaus is basically chief engineer on this project. So Klaus, please introduce yourself briefly.
Okay. Hi, Andre. My name is Klaus De Mello. I'm the vehicle engineering manager for this program. And I've been 22 years at Ford at the moment, held different positions in the product development department in Ford South America, Ford Asia Pacific, and here in North America. And I'm with the Maverick team by about 2.5 years by now. So, and I'm really glad to be here to start sharing the details about this awesome product.
Yeah, so you're basically expanding your kind of a pickup offering with Ford, right? Because, I mean, you guys have the Ranger, the F-150, the Super Duty trucks, you know, other commercial trucks, and now this kind of a little brother, I guess. So kind of tell me about the truck at a high level, and then kind of let's dig in into some of the elements.
Yeah, first of all, it is a truck, right? It is a compact truck that fits well in our portfolio below Ranger. It has all the build for tough looks, the iconic, you know, square shape that we love, that America loves. It has also the build for tough capability in a scale. Of course, it's a smaller truck, but it has all the proof points, engineering proof points that we share with our trucks. And we can talk more about this capability, but it's a really capable truck on a small scale. It is compact, as we talked about. It's ideal for many use cases. Many of the customers out there, they don't need a larger truck. This truck would fit really well for their needs and with the included capability. It has, I would say, easy entry and exit. It's easy to park and to maneuver. All of that comes with a 4.5 footbed, and that can, you know, have about up to 6 feet when you open the tailgate. Mm-hmm. And the interior is surprisingly roomy, you know, for the exterior size. Also, it comes with a lot of versatility. I would say we included many interesting features, which we believe the truck owners and customers will love, like the do-it-yourself provisions, the flex bed system, and it has no compromise at the end, right? We offer 3 different powertrains, 3 different trim levels, We are aiming for very high safety ratings for the both from the government agencies and also from the public domain. We have more than 40 miles per gallon targets in terms of city fuel economy for our hybrid version, and with all the capability of the truck. So, yeah, it's really, really, I would say, an exciting product, and it comes all with this price point of just below $20,000.
So, yeah, so let's dig in. So you, first of all, some crazy numbers, like you just mentioned, starting price at $19,995. And this is a hybrid powertrain, two-wheel drive. And this is a front-wheel drive-based platform, correct?
It is. It is a front-wheel drive.
And you mentioned it's a, you know, it's a pickup. It has a bed, obviously. It's a truck. But tell me about its dimensions a little bit. I mean, what I was thinking when I first was learning a little bit about the prototypes that we were seeing out there, that it was kind of related to the Bronco Sport in some way, maybe to the Escape. SUV, can you kind of share some of the like the width and the length? How does it relate to those vehicles?
Right. In terms of length, the vehicle is about 200 inches. It's just slightly short of that in terms of overall length. This is about 27 inches longer than the Bronco Sport, right? And why we did that exactly? You know, is it a pickup truck? Actually, compared to the Bronco Sport, we have a 16 inches of more wheelbase. Mm-hmm. So that to enable, you know, a roomy second row, but also the 4.5 foot bed length. So so essentially, we do share some of the underpinning components of the Bronco Sport, but we have adjusted that for our truck application, right? So we have unique suspension components, body components, in order to make it really capable and meet all the Built for Tough proof points. But it's part of the, I would say, achievement of this team, right? To leverage the commonality with this C2 platform that Ford has to really put this this vehicle at this price point.
So this is very interesting because when we talk to, you know, traditional truck guys, you know, they say, you know, if you have kind of a unibody structure and front wheel drive orientation, it's not a truck. But I mean, in my perspective, it has a pickup bed. So technically the function of it is a truck. So, I mean, but let's dig in further. So it's the first, first pickup, I guess, where the base engine is actually a hybrid. It's not just a regular internal combustion engine. Tell me about this powertrain first. So the hybrid part of it.
Yeah, it is a 2.5 four-cylinder engine, Atkinson cycle. It's matched with the proven HF45 transmission. It's it's our power split hybrid system, and it delivers 162 horsepower and by the engine itself, and 191 horsepower combined with the electric motor. And in 155 pounds of torque. So, and 0 to 60 numbers, if you're curious about, it's about 8.6, which is quite credible, you know, for this truck with this capability and with the hybrid powertrain. It's not like we trade off fuel economy or performance, you know, to achieve fuel economy. It's like we do have an outstanding match here. So it really, really works well in both loaded and unloaded. And you can tell by driving the truck, like the truck doesn't feel the weight, right? That's part of our Built for Tough, you know, promise that it does feel when you drive the truck fully loaded that you have a lot of headroom still, right? So you feel confidence in the performance, you feel confidence in the brakes, you feel confidence in the chassis, the suspension, the body control. So that's I would say an incredible package that we have put together here.
So this is and once again I'm focusing on this base model, and then we'll talk about all the other models, of course, because there's another engine option and etc. So this would be like an XL, which is the base trim, front-wheel drive. You mentioned the 2.5-liter hybrid system, 191 horsepower. And then, so this transmission, some people call it ECVT, but can you tell me a little bit more? I mean, how does this work? Is this very similar to the Escape hybrid? How does the system work?
It is. It is quite similar to the Escape hybrid. We have actually a more powerful e-motor. The Escape hybrid e-motor is 88 kilowatts of power. Our e-motor is 98 kilowatts of power. But essentially, it's very similar in terms of functionality, right? So-called the ECVT or power split system. And it uses regen braking to recharge that is positioned under the floor of the vehicle. And that's one of the, I would say, high technologies items that we are bringing at this price point, right? Which is really unexpected.
And also, so can the Maverick be driven on electricity alone? I mean, is there a certain situation where it just propels itself on electricity?
No, it's it is a full hybrid system, but it's not a plug-in hybrid. So there is no, I would say, electric-only mode available Maverick.
So like when you come to a stop, you know, the gasoline engine is not running, for example, right? So how does that work?
No, it will select automatically, right? What is the most efficient way to deliver the required torque, right, by the driver. It may work only with the electric motor, right? That's true, but it's not something that you can select intentionally, right? The system will decide by, you know, for you. So it's different from the plug-in hybrid, like we see in other executions where you can, the driver can select, you know, electric only mode. In our system, in the Maverick system, it's automatically selected and.
So it's similar. Is it similar? So I'm used to, I've owned an F-150 hybrid for a few months. Right. So sometimes when coasting, the engine would shut off, right? But it does it automatically just to preserve fuel.
Absolutely. Yeah, it works in a similar way, right? The logic, shutting down the gas engine and optimizing the efficiency by using the electric motor only. Yes, it works in a similar way, even though our system is it's so-called the power split, right? It's an ECVT, while the F-150 hybrid is a series system, right? But yes, it works in a similar way. Both vehicles are considered full hybrid vehicles. Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's keep going a little bit further. Let's talk about kind of payload and towing, and let's start with the hybrid. And by the way, the hybrid is only available in front-wheel drive, right? It's not, it won't be available as an all-wheel drive, correct?
Correct. It's going to be only on the front-wheel drive, and it's not only on the XL variant, by the way. You have the XL, XLT, and Lariat, so it will be available on all the three, let's say, trim levels. And in terms of capability, the hybrid is able to haul about 1,500 pounds and tow 2,000 pounds.
Okay, so 1,500-pound payload, which is really sizable. I mean, that's also crosses over in some of the mid-size capability, mid-size truck capability, which is quite impressive.
I would like just to highlight that this 1,500 pounds of payload, you can actually carry all of that in the truck bed, right? It's as expected from a truck. So if you exclude the driver from that payload, right, everything else can go on the bed. Right?
Okay, so it's, yeah, that makes sense. So the structure of the bed is capable of that as well.
Correct.
As well.
Important. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that's important. Okay, so and then 2,000 pounds, but I mean, for a compact truck, that's okay. But there's also a higher towing version, right? Which we'll get to in a second. So before we move on, so tell me a little bit more about kind of the bed construction. You said it's 4.5 feet long. Right. And then there's something called the flex bed. What is that?
Yeah, well, in terms of the bed dimension, as you highlighted, Andrea, it's 4.5 feet in terms of length with the tailgate closed. When you open it, it's 6 feet. And in terms of width, we designed that specifically for the use case of carrying, sheet goods, right? So if customers want to carry 4x8 plywood, so they can easily do that by putting on the top of the wheelhouses and with the tailgate on the multi-position tailgate, we're going to explain that. So what is the flex bed, right? Flex bed, it's a concept that we developed since the beginning of the program, where we looked at what are the truck owners, they do in their vehicles, right? So they use, let's say the anchor points that are there, the vehicle, that come with the vehicle, and some of the features that are there. Some of them, they buy some accessories by themselves, right, and install on their truck. And there are also owners that make some of their own solutions, right, for their use cases, either for leisure or for work. So we did a lot of research on that, and so we really put on this bed a lot of features, right, standard from factory, like up to 10 anchor points. By the way, all those anchor points, they have the same capability as our Super Duty, right? That's another built for tough proof point. They are all able to withstand about 1,100 pounds of load. We also put some storage bins in the side of the bed, so you can put things like your drawbar there, or your tools, or tie downs, anything that would be loose in the bed, you can stash into that area, right? And also, it comes with a multi-position tailgate, for that particular use case that I just mentioned, where you're carrying plywood, so you can easily put that in this intermediate position and support those large, plywoods. You can stack up to 18.
So the tailgate could be like at a 45-degree angle of some sort?
Yes, kind of.
And then you put the 4x8 sheet on top of it.
That's correct. And it's perfectly aligns with the top of the wheelhouses. And the width of the bed was designed for that specific use case. And we even included tie down anchors at the tailgate side. So once you open the tailgate for this intermediate position, you have access to those tie downs that you can use, to really secure your large loads, including the
The floor and the bed itself, is it a composite material or is it steel, aluminum?
It's steel, and it has been through the same tests and validations in terms of load capacity as our Super Duty trucks. So you can drop the barrel there, you can sit on the tailgate. That those proof points were exactly the same as our Super Duty trucks, as part of our Built for Tough foundation.
So are you saying a big guy like me and another big guy like me can sit on the tailgate together?
Yeah, up to 500 pounds, no worries.
Okay. That's good. Okay, so, and then you also have these divisions, right? Dividers, or you can actually create something else?
Yeah, so besides those elements that comes with the truck, right? We also worked with our accessories team to provide a complete suit of different accessories that the customers could purchase already made for the truck. But then we also thought, well, what about those guys that like, right, to do their own solutions there for their own needs? It's not only because they don't want to buy the accessory, they don't want to spend the money there. It's just they have pleasure in doing things, right? So we decided, looking at the different use cases or the more common use case for the different truck owners, to put this provisions, as we call them, for the doers, right, to come up with their own solutions in an easy way, right? So we put vertical slots and the horizontal slots, so the customers can, you know, just cut in length those 2x4s or 2x6, and you know, make bed dividers, make your bike racks easily, right? And that they were positioned, you know, strategically along the bed, you know, to in order really to support those solutions, right? Those are more for the examples I mentioned for the vertical, you know, provisions, but the horizontal positions are there to make, you know, false load floors, which is a very common execution, right, as well. And besides those mechanical, I would say, provisions, we also added electrical provisions. So we see a lot of truck owners, you know, because they need the 12 volts to put, you know, bed lights or to charge their tools, they would, you know, put a wiring harness all the way to the battery, you know, from the truck bed, or, you know, tap into the wiring harness of the vehicle, right? The tail lamp, you know, it's a common one. So it's like, why don't we offer, you know, pre-wired 12 volts for these customers, right? So we did. And there are two pre-wired 12 volt outputs on each side of the, we call the D-pillar, right? Right close to the tailgate in the back of the truck. So the customers can easily fish those pre-wired connectors and then build their own solutions, right? So So with that, what we are making, we are enabling the customer to come up with a safe way on a fuse, dedicated fuse circuit, you know, to do their own solutions, right? So we believe that this, we are going to excite a lot of other doers with those provisions there. And this is part of the so-called flex bed system that we put in the truck.
That's very cool. Yeah, I'm really want to get my hands on it and actually try to use it myself. Hopefully soon I'll be able to do that, of course. So that's pretty cool. And then you also have, so you mentioned 12 volts, also like a 120. Is there an outlet for that?
There is an available inverter for the truck. That you have an outlet, 120 volts outlet, which is capable of 400 watts of electrical load. And you also have that available inside the cabin. So if you want to power your laptop or you know, inside the cabin or support your tailgate, you know, party, you can do that with the inverters.
Okay, so up to two 120 volt then.
Correct.
Okay, and then... So I guess let's go a little bit more inside. And first of all, let's touch on the powerful, the next version of the engine choice, and then kind of go inside the cab and talk a little bit more about what's going on there. So tell me about the other option, the 2 liter.
Right. The 2 liter GTDI, it's a step up powertrain, right? So customers have that option. That is available on all three series, and that comes on both front wheel drive and all wheel drive configuration. That engine delivers 250 horsepower of torque of 250 horsepower of power and 277 pounds of torque. So it's really capable engine on that configuration. The 0 to 60 is about 7.8 seconds. So it's really, I would say, for those that want a more performance on the truck. It comes with two towing packages. There is the base capability is 2,000 pounds, the same as the hybrid. And there is a max trailer tow pack, which comes with a 4,000 pounds trailer tow capability. And that package includes an integrated trailer brake controller installed at the IP of the truck.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's that. We know that our, you know, the folks that, you know, have higher towing needs would really appreciate that. So we made sure that we would integrate that, you know, in an easy to access area of the instrument panel. So yeah, it's really, really enticing package.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you go over, at least in Colorado, when you go over 3,000 pounds, trailer brakes are required, right? In other states, it may be even lower. So having a, you know, available trailer brake controller is really, you know, really helpful. for those situations. And it sounds like the power level is very similar to the Bronco Sport. I recently drove a Bronco Sport with a 2-liter turbo, this EcoBoost engine. And yeah, even here at elevation in Colorado, I mean, it was really pretty impressive. So I can't wait to drive this Maverick with this turbo engine.
Yeah, it's the same engine as the Bronco Sport. And it is, I would say, engaging. It is fun to drive. We are really excited with that option as well. So those are the two powertrains we offer. Both are offer, you know, very good performance, very good capability. But the 2 liters, it's would satisfy the more spirited drivers out there.
And the turbo, the 2 liter is made it to an 8-speed automatic, correct?
That's correct. That's the 8F45 transmission. It comes with two different final drives. For the standard truck, it's the 363. And for the max trailer tow pack, it comes with a shorter 381. And that also equips our FX4 off-road package as well, right?
I'm sorry, what was the other one? The 481, you said?
Yeah, it's a 381. It's the shorter. And the 363 is the standard.
I got it. So 363 and 381. I thought you said 481. I was like, wow, this is a heavy duty truck. that's cool.
Yeah, no, it was, that's cool.
Okay. Sorry, there's so much going on. I don't even know where else to go. But how come the hybrid is not available in the all-wheel drive as well? So the all-wheel drive is only available with the turbocharged engine.
That's correct. Well, the hybrid powertrain, you know, for the front-wheel drive delivers this, you know, it's really capable. If you drive it, you don't, it doesn't feel that you need a rear traction, you know, at all the time. It would be only on a specific conditions, right? So, and for those customers that need an all-wheel drive, we decided to offer that as part of our step-up powertrain, right?
Okay.
So that was, you know, we still offer the all-wheel drive capability, of course, but that comes with the more powerful engine.
So in this all-wheel drive system, is it similar to another vehicle like a Bronco Sport, or is it unique to this particular Maverick?
No, it's very similar to the Bronco Sport. The only difference for the Bronco Sport, the Badlands particularly, has the so-called Twin Mac rear axle, which has two clutches, and in our case we have a single clutch system.
And what's the rear suspension? Is it a coil or is it independent?
We have two different configurations for the rear suspension. For the front-wheel drives, we have the twist beam with a coil spring. And for the all-wheel drive variant, we have a short long arm, so-called SLA, which has also coil springs on it. So
I got you.
Those are the two.
I gotcha. Okay, so and then you mentioned FX4, which I'm sure, you know, a lot of, you know, truck people are kind of excited about, right? Because it's a little bit more off-road worthy model of it. So tell me a little bit about the FX4 and like some of the drive modes available, I guess, on that off-road edition.
All the Maverick variants, they come with selectable drive modes since the base kit variants, the XL truck. They are normally the normal modes, right? The eco mode, Toho mode, which is important for the truck, sport mode, and the slippery mode, right? Those are the five standard modes. For the FX4 variant, which is off-road intended use, we substituted the sport mode for the mud ruts, and we substitute the eco mode for sand. We still offer five different ones, but those we offer dedicated off-road modes exclusively for the FX4 package. but it comes with a lot more, not only the modes, right? The FX4 comes with a unique rear suspension, which has monoshock tubes tuned specifically for off-road use. It comes with a lot of underbody shields. Just to name, we have skid plates under the engine. We have a carbon canister shield. We have a front nose fascia shield. We also have exposed frontal hooks. We have also all-terrain tires and comes with two different options, 225, 65, R17, Pirelli all-terrain tires, Pirelli Scorpion. And for those that want a more, a chunky tire, they can opt for the 235, 65, R17 Falcon tire, Wild Track Falcon Tri, which is common with the Bronco Sport. Also, the FX4 has a cooling pack to ensure, off-road performance on different conditions. And we do have, of course, some external decals to tell, to differentiate the version, right, to the other. So, it looks great and performs great. And, if you had a chance to experience the Bronco Sport, we had a similar performance level as the Bronco Sport and off-road.
Nice, but is the ride height about the same for the FX4 versus the non-FX4? Or is it just the tire size that kind of adjusts that, the clearance, I guess, the ground clearance?
It's slightly the suspension and the tire, but it's more about the tire. So it's about 0.4 inches higher ride versus the base.
Let's go inside. So seating for five. I mean, they're all crew cab versions, right?
That's correct. That's the only body style available. Crew cab seating for five. Again, from the exterior, I guess the interior is really surprisingly roomy. It's very similar to the midsize trucks out there, right? We're not short. It's another, let's say, pride point for this truck. It starts with the design, actually. The design is really also BFT, right? The design team was really, they did a really great job. It's modern, but it's still, has all the truck design cues from our bigger brothers, right? So it's really well done. And the color scheme is also very nicely executed, the materials, everything. And there are many storage, smart storage solutions. The door pockets are really large. The door trims, they have the armrests actually have a cutout so you can stash, large bottles there, 1 liter bottles at the door trim. You can stash a laptop, so it is that big. Also under the rear seats, there is a large bin. You can put a volleyball there and your boots or tools or so it's very, I would say supports the versatility idea of the truck. So we are really, really happy with all the contents that we're able to put in this vehicle.
Well, my daughter plays volleyball, so I think she would be very happy to.
Well, yeah, she will.
To find will. Out that you could, yeah, that's cool. I mean, so that's kind of a standard truck stuff that we're used to, right? If you look at other pickup trucks, there's some under seat storage in the back and, really good options for storage, which is great.
Yeah, we didn't compromise, even though, again, it's a compact size, but we do deliver, this truck elements there that the customers are used with and are looking for in a truck. So we didn't cut corners. We really made sure that we had a very efficient overall package and with smart storage solutions.
Very cool. And then, so 8-inch infotainment system, right? The screen is 8-inch system. And then do you have the latest sync capability or some of the options there?
Yeah, the latest sync in the Ford lineup is the so-called Sync 4. The Maverick electric architecture supports the Sync 3. And Sync 3, it's an option on our high series trucks. The standard trucks will come the connected touch radio, which has the same screen size, about 18 screen. The Sync adds some additional functionality like voice command and the AC controls over the Sync system as well. But the standard truck and the Sync, they share the same screen size, 18 inch.
And like you said, there is an XL, XLT, and Lariat. Those are the three trim levels, obviously, from the most basic to the, the more optioned ones.
Right.
And there's also the first edition, correct?
Oh, yeah. The first edition, it comes with the Lariat package only, but it's going to have the unique race red color and black roof and black exterior mirror skulls. So unique wheels as well. It looks fantastic. So I'm going to get one for myself.
That'll be something. These are going to be available starting in the fall, correct?
Correct. Yes.
So fall of 2021, these will be available. I was reading right here that the build and configurator website are already available. So that's cool. So people can actually go and look at their options, right, and pick different colors and look at different packages. So that's really cool. I love playing with that.
Yeah, me too. And that's going to be the reservation is going to be open by now. So customers can go to the website and do their reservations. They don't need to put money right now or decide which Streamlab at this point. But yes, it's customers can start looking at that right now.
Okay, gotcha. So tell me about, so you said that this program has been at least, 2.5 years in the making. What are some of the, interesting stories, or what are some of the biggest challenges you guys had to overcome?
I think that we had this proposition to come up with an unbeatable value, right? And that unbeatable value included this concept of a built for tough truck with a hybrid power pack right below $20,000. So if you think this is cheaper than, this is the cheapest, hybrid here in America at the moment, and it is a truck, it is a capable truck at the same time, and it costs less than a Honda Civic, if you will, right? I think that to come up with this content and all of this package at this price point was the biggest achievement of this team, and we leverage all of this. The commonality that we have with this global platform, we built, thousands and thousands of the vehicles out of the same platform, so we could share some of the components. But at the same time, we designed the built for tough truck elements from scratch, make sure that the truck would be really capable and have all the robustness and all the the quality and the reliability that our trucks are famous for. So combining all of those elements was our biggest challenge, and we're really proud and that we come up with this product proposition, and I think that the customers will love it.
Yeah, I mean, when I first heard the price, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I was expecting it had to be at the lower entry than the Ranger, right? That kind of made sense to me, but when I heard just under $20,000 for this particular vehicle, and we're talking about four doors, bed, everything.
Yeah,
it's not like it's not a two door. It's not a short version of it.
Yeah, it's not a tiny sedan with a small engine on it. That's hybrid that costs $23,000. It's really a truck, capable truck with I would say substantial hybrid system. And with all this content, and we knew that the price point would blow the public away, and that was probably one of our best kept secrets in this product, right? So, and I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. I mean, I really want to drive it, put it to the test. I'm going to take it on the Ike Gauntlet. I'm going to really, really test it for towing.
Sure, yeah. Well, looking forward to your report. And I hope that you like the truck as much as we like, and love developing it. So looking forward to your feedback.
Very cool. Well, hopefully one of these days I get to meet you in person. If we have an event in the future where we can see the trucks, and of course, we'll test them out here in Colorado. So thank you for, actually shedding the light on this and explaining a lot of the elements of it. Very, very cool.
Yeah, thank you for having me, and thank you for the opportunity to share the truck details with you and with your public. So thanks for that, Andre, and looking forward to meet you in person.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, Klaus.
All right, thank you.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.